Ubley. Ooh, that was some wild play there.
Yeah, both teams. The intense level has notched it up about two times.
And now Josh White checks out. In comes Len Nowicki for the Bearcats. Inbounding it. Cheddar to the top to Varney. Now over here to Orban. Orban fakes the move on Kaufman, but he gets picked up tightly by Kaufman in front of the bench. Now the double team comes.
Trapping on the side.
They skip it all the way across the other side for Varney for three. His three, though. Good rebound control by Dunnick. One bounce, puts the defender, goes up and under. And Nowicki didn't need to reach in there to get him.
Oh, he was not going to fake that.
Dunnick had a nice move, but he was way under his own backboard. And Nowicki reached in there and is going to pick up a foul there. Putting Dunnick on the line. Dunnick made a nice power play. Dunnick's playing the best post I've seen him play since last year.
I was just thinking Cameron is working his butt off to make sure he keeps his team on top.
But he's also a senior, and this is the season. You win, you move. You lose, you go home. So
senior's got to find a way to get it done.
His first shot, no good. 3:45 to go in the third. Cassidy with the lead, 30-28. Make it 31-28. Here comes Cleary up the right side. Cleary goes to the center of the court. Now he looks, bounce past the Boom, gets kicked, but Boom picks it up, works the paint, tries to go up. He can't. He gets it out to Kaufman. Kaufman makes the 15-footer. Kaufman's got a nice pure shot, just like his big brother had.
Tell you what, Mr. Boom kept that play alive. It was going down the toilet. He kicked it out.
Cassidy still has the lead, 31-30. And the ball, Dunnick goes up over two defenders. His shot's no good. Boom gets the rebound. They look to push it up the court. Kaufman brings it up. Now he's got to give it back to Booms as he almost carried it to Cleary. Cleary splits the defenders, and he goes inside and wanted Brutsky to cut across baseline, but Brutsky wasn't cutting. He was posting up. Turnover Bearcat. 3:02 to go here in the third. 31-30. Threes are wild. Barney, number three, has it at the top.
The 2-3 zone.
Ooh, gives it to Dunnick at the top of the key. And at the three-point, he's going to decide to go in. Now he's triple-teamed. He throws it back out to Varney. Varney does a head fake on Perutsky, but they swing it over to Cheddar. Cheddar swings it down in the corner. I take that back. Zaleski's in.
They're doing a nice job of moving the ball around, and the defense is just getting out. It's a matchup zone.
Ubley's playing smothering defense here right now. Cassidy's content to swing it around. Nick Brown feeds it inside. Erla tries to make a move, and that's a good call by Ghetto.
Yeah.
He traveled there. He took the bounce, the big power bounce, but he shuffled his feet there a few too many times. Checking out his Booms and back in with three fouls is Liprint. 2:26 to go here. Bearcats trail by one. Brutsky brings up the left side, looks to get it inside to Liprint. He's covered, tries to feed it across the paint to Nowicki, but it's picked off there by Dunnick, and Dunnick's playing great.
Yep.
Dunnick gets the ball back there. He wasn't expecting it, so he loses it. Brutsky gets it. He waits. He finds a wide-open Kaufman. Kaufman finds Nowicki, who's wide open in the paint. Nobody saw Nowicki sneak in their back door. Ubley takes the lead now, 32-31, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. Mary Lee Schott, Sue Schrader, Cruise 102.1, bringing you the first round of the Class C District. And this game has been all that it's cracked up to be.
Oh, man, 1:57 to go in the third, and it is 32-31. The Bearcats up.
Nobody has had more than a four-point lead, and that's been way back in the first quarter. Cassidy gets the ball in, and they're going to get a traveling call on Cheddar as he was covered tightly there by Austin Drake and Jason Kaufman.
They've got a lot of traveling calls in this game.
Yep, and that's what will happen to you when you get that intense in-your-face defense. You know, and I don't care how good of a ball handler you are. You see two guys coming at you that have good hands. Marshall Leibrink gets the ball inside, and he tries to work Dunnick down low, and Dunnick did get the call. He was riding him in there. He didn't think so, but he was riding him. So Dunnick's going to pick up his third foul. So we got Israelson and Dunnick for them with three, and we've got Leiprant with three and Booms with two on the other side. Leiprant gives it in, and they give it to Prutsky. Prutsky tries to give it back to him, but he powers it a little bit too hard now.
Boy, if that's the call, that player coming in, Tom, better have his hands ready. Right through his hands.
And after three, Montrose 40, Reese 44.
Ooh. They could be coming back.
And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Harbor Beach. By
Probably.
They're all in their orange and black here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so he gets it in the top to Varney. Swing it around to Dunnick. Now they swing it back over to Varney. He feeds it into Ketter in the paint. Ketter goes up against the Wiki, the 6 foot three.
Nice.
And uses the reach of him to get it up and over. And now it goes up. The shot goes up. More good, but Leiprant gets the rebound. He goes up, and he can't get the first one, but he takes the power dribbler and goes back up and lays it up and off the glass. He's going to get the and one.
And he had great position on the first rebound, but then lost that position and was still able to muscle the ball back up. And in.
So we get the and one here, and he takes the lead, and he can extend it.
He is a great free throw shooter. I don't know what his percentage is, but I don't think he's missed tonight.
I'll tell you what, he comes in, I believe he's right around a 74% free throw shooter.
Just what you love to have with your 6'5 junior coach.
And here come that full court press from the Bearcats, but Kaufman, I believe, is going to get called for the foul there on the reach in the head, the trap, but he got a little too anxious to grab that. And I'm sorry, they're giving that to Kaufman.
His yes, second.
Too. Team's fifth. Full court man here coming. Into the game is Alex Zaleski for the Red Hawks. Leiprant there was working Barney and giving him all his hats. Kaufman there, shot by Ketter. Kaufman and
these guys are getting dirty. I love it when they go after those loose balls.
Yep. Leiprant and Drake go for the ball all over Ketter there. Ketter come up wanting the reaching foul, but I tell you what, nobody had control of the ball, so there's no foul there.
Yeah, they have Leiprant on the point of that half-court trapping press. If I'm a guard and I'm looking at a 6'5 steering me one way or the other, you can't pass over it, so you better decide which side you're going to because you're not going over top of it.
I think out of the Leiprant boys, and it's been a while since I've seen Marshall's older brothers, but he's probably the best one fundamentally
nice
around.
Play.
And that was a nice play there. Nice tic-tac-toe passing into Nowicki inside, but he couldn't get it to fall. He had a wide open look, but it rimmed out. Now Cassidy comes down with the rebound, and they're bringing it up the court. Barney gets it here in front of us. 8 seconds to go, 35-33, Bearcats with the lead. 4 seconds to go, Barney drives, splits the defenders with the floater, and can't get the floater, rebound control by Leiprant. And at the end of the third quarter, it's going to be the ugly Bearcats 35. Cassidy 33. We'll be back right after this break.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bannack. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
Derek, I don't know what to do about Grandma. You know, she just moved in, and I know it's an adjustment for everyone, but she just seems so depressed all the time. I don't know what to do.
Sis, you know Grandma, she's always been so active, it must be kind of hard for her to be stuck in one place after her hip surgery.
She likes being outside, going to the park, and feeding the birds. I just wish there was a way she could still do that.
You ever think about getting her a power chair?
Yeah, but I don't know the first thing about how or where to get one.
Narayan Rehabilitation in Bad Axe has them. I heard that they even go to your house to assess your needs and then recommend the type of chair to suit your circumstances.
And since they're local, they'll be able to provide ongoing support. Good idea, bro.
It was bound to happen eventually.
Narayan Rehabilitation has power chairs, hospital beds, and other medical equipment and supplies, including handicap support grips and systems for home and office needs. Visit Narayan Rehabilitation across from Wolverine Auto Brokers, just west of Bad Axe at M53.
We're back here at Cass City High School. The first shot by Cass City put up here in the fourth.